American Transmission Company is giving both counties until the end of February to make a decision, or they'll bypass county land and build the 340-volt line entirely on private property. While ATC still needs to work out agreements with property owners, spokesman Mark Williamson says they have the power to condemn private land. ATC has already used that eminent domain through Minnesota Power Company on its 12-mile Minnesota leg. This week, a Douglas County committee voted to send the issue to the full county board on February 2nd without a recommendation. Williamson says it's about time.
Be anxious to see what happens next week at the board meeting, obviously. We'd sure like to be able to work that out and not bother the other 80 folks, but at the end of the day, the project's got to get done. It's critical, so we need an answer.
He says the line would cross the property of 80 to 100 more people if Douglas County refuses permission. Opponents say ATC needs Douglas County land or the project is dead, but Douglas County board member Woody Budnick hopes the board will give the okay.
I don't think we're in any position in Douglas County to stop this line. I mean, I've heard they weren't going to get DNR permits. They have. They weren't going to be able to cross the Nemecogon. You know, they've accomplished that now. Marathon County has agreed to move, and they're actually moving there. Washburn County voted last week to negotiate.
But the board is sharply divided. The Power Line Committee met twice without coming to a consensus this month. Board member Keith Allen is among those who oppose the line.
Well, quite personally, it really doesn't matter to me one way or another if the power line goes through or not. It doesn't affect me personally, but I see all these people that are out in rural Douglas County and it's coming within 100 feet of their house, and it's killing them out there.
Opposition groups SOL and Clean Wisconsin are challenging the Department of Natural Resources' approval of the line through sensitive areas of northern Wisconsin. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.